Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. We are doing our official countdown to Disneyland, and we thought it would be fun to talk about some of the attractions that we are looking forward to visiting. Kind of narrow them down for our top five. What's so funny?
This recording setup we have going on here today.
We've had a little bit of technical issues. Not stressful whatsoever.
Not stressful, because we have a lot of good interviews coming up, and I want to make sure that the audio is really good.
Yeah, and by saying not stressful, I was totally being sarcastic.
It's we very have stressful.
Been, yeah, super, super. Between Bruce's voice from the live recap, the live show on Friday, to missing our recap episode that we were supposed to put out because he was on voice rest. it's been quite a weekend, but
and planning this last minute trip.
And planning this last minute. Let's just, yeah, what else can we do?
I don't know.
But we're really excited. I first want to thank everybody that has been sending us these amazing emails with suggestions on what to do in Disneyland. I'm so sorry about not replying to a lot of them.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Stop it. That was supposed to be part of our recap episode that we didn't get to do. But, you know, truthfully, it's not really that much fun just me on the podcast, so kind of had to wait it out until Bruce felt better. But I'll be replying to those emails tonight rather than doing them live on the show. Maybe we'll do them live on the show on another episode.
Friday we do our live show. Maybe we'll answer some of those questions, and then we'll do a little trivia again. I like the trivia. I thought that was fun.
The trivia was such a blast, and I loved the interaction. But you get so excited, you answer the question before anyone can even submit their answers.
That's because there's a delay on Facebook, so we'll ask, and I feel like I'm sitting there awkwardly for 30 minutes when it's really 10 seconds.
It's literally like 5 seconds, but Bruce can't help himself. You're like wiggling in your seat during the live show. I need to...
Because I usually stand up.
I was just going to say, I need to readjust our setup that we have.
So we can, yeah, I can stand up and you can sit down. Because usually I stand up while we do the podcast.
Between you wiggling your seat, me nudging you every 5 minutes because I talk with my hands, it's quite an entertaining show, so be sure to check us out. So this Disneyland trip is literally right around the corner, and it's official. We are going. So excited. I'm not so excited about the long flight, but I think I can get over it because Disneyland has been on our bucket list for so long. And I can't believe how many listeners have actually are seasoned Disneyland guests. So
there's a lot of people that listen to the show that go to Disneyland, apparently, because they gave us all kinds of tips and tricks.
These wonderful suggestions. I mean, of course, we had Kat from Enchanted Escapes on the show, which she gave us some great ideas. But we got some great suggestions on where to stay from listeners. One listener suggested the Candy Cane Inn, which, unfortunately, they are booked up, but looked amazing. So hopefully this isn't a once-in-a-lifetime. I doubt it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I know we're going to go, and we're going to have so much fun and want to go again and again. But so we wanted to talk about today some of the things that we're excited about and kind of share our ideas. And first, I know Bruce has set up five, and I kind of did my top five, but I can start. I want to start first.
All right, go.
So I know this isn't an attraction, but I'm really looking forward to seeing not only Main Street, but seeing Walt's apartment from, I know you can't go inside, but seeing the fire station from outside, I think is going to be really surreal.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the fire station, you know, to see his house where he would hang out when he was hanging out at the parks, or, you know, you hear the stories about him kind of being incognito, walking around the parks, checking on the rides and the guests and just kind of listening and wandering around. To see his home base there is going to be exciting. I wish we could go in. Maybe we'll sneak in.
I wish we could go in too. We do have some great pictures that April sent us from. I guess she had gone down. They had like a special visit from some travel agents that were able to see the apartment live in person, which that would have been really cool to see. I know. So I know you can't go in, but yeah, maybe Bruce is right. Maybe we can do some
incognito sneaking around.
Incognito. Oh my gosh. But I'm really, really looking forward to that a lot. Actually, I know I'm kind of bouncing all around here, but I really want to mention, I just found out by reviewing the Disneyland official website that they have a tour in Disneyland that is called a Walk and Waltz Footsteps Guided Tour. And I just found out it's for all ages. You have to be over 18 to book the tickets, but any age range can come in. And that's really been something, well, in Walt Disney World, the Marceline to Magic Tour, we've been waiting for our little one to reach the age where she would be allowed in.
I wonder how long that tour is.
The one in Disneyland?
Yes.
It doesn't even say it online, but I'm assuming it has to be a few hours at least.
That's cool.
And it is a lot more pricey than the one in Disney World, but it looks like it includes a lunch. It's not 100% clear, so I definitely would want to call to confirm, but the price is a little up there. And
how much is it?
It's $109.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So,
well, that would be not so a lot of money if you had two people, but when you have five or more people, that's kind of pricey to go walking along the tour for $109. But I guess,
yeah, plus the admission.
I mean, maybe if you're going to be there for a week, it's something different to do. But if we're only going to be there for 2 days, so maybe that's going to take up a lot of time. But I think that would be cool if you're going to be there for 3 or 4 days and, you know,
literally walk in Walt's footsteps.
Right. It is his footsteps. Not like the behind the scenes at Disney World. This is actually where he did it and built it.
Exactly. So when I saw that, I immediately kind of put it aside on our bucket. I put it in your bucket too.
Yeah, but you always do that.
It definitely is pricey. I'm not sure we'll be able to do it this trip, but I definitely thought that was cool.
It says, I'm reading from the website right now. It says, depending on the time of day, end your historic tour with a delicious lunch or dinner on Main Street USA, provided for all tour participants by the Jolly Holiday Bakery. So it is provided for.
Oh, so it is provided for. Okay.
So it does come with lunch. So that's better. Well, I wonder if it's just a muffin, though.
Imagine it's a bagel or...
It's just a muffin or a cookie.
Yeah.
Yes, we get lunch with it. Here's your cookie.
I don't think so.
All right, so am I up?
You're up.
All right, my first one is going to be kind of similar to yours. Actually, what was your first one again?
Well, seeing sort of Walt's apartment.
So my first one is Main Street Cinema. I want to go into the Main Street Cinema.
That's cool.
And see the old movies that they have playing there.
That used to happen in the Magic Kingdom. When I remember as a kid going down Main Street, I remember that there was a film that you could go in, there was a theater, and you could see like a Mickey short. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And so it's not there anymore, and I miss it. But you're telling me it's in Disneyland now?
Yes.
So
it says Steamboat Willie, Plane Crazy, The Moose Hunt, Traffic Troubles, The Dog Napper, Mickey's Polo Team. It also says, watch Steamboat Willie at Main Street Cinema. It made Mickey Mouse a star, introduced to the world, synchronized sound.
I honestly think I'm never coming home. Like, I honestly think I'm going to have to find a way to work there and become a cast member.
That's going to be really cool to see. Sit in an old-time movie. I wonder if it looks like it's an old-time movie theater.
From what I recall as a kid...
Well, you didn't go to Disneyland.
No, I know, but the one in Disney World and the Magic Kingdom was really a pretty theater. Like, almost like... I mean, it was small, but it was like... It was as fancy as the Hall of Presidents inside.
Ah.
From what I remember.
I don't remember ever going on that. I never went.
Of course, everything's elaborate when you're a little kid, so maybe
it was probably gigantic when you're little. Now it's going to be like the size of a bedroom.
Maybe I'm wrong, yeah. That's really cool. I'm surprised. I'm actually thrilled that that's on your list because that's something very low-key that I didn't expect you to have much patience on.
Well, I figure you get it out of the way as soon as you get into the park.
That's true, too. That's really true. Well, I'm really excited about that, and I know the kids love Steamboat Willie, and they'll be thrilled to see it in that theater itself. So can I go?
Yes.
So I'm really, really, really looking forward to the Matterhorn bobsleds. And I know it's sort of like, why wouldn't I be? Because it's sort of the main, one of the main attractions in Disneyland.
I wonder if they still have the guy climbing on the mountain.
That would be fun.
Maybe that'll be me.
Maybe that will be Bruce. This is a thrill ride, but it doesn't seem too bad. And it just seems like an iconic attraction. It's one of its kind. When they were making this attraction, I didn't even know until researching for our trip that this was something that was really near to Walt Disney's heart because he fell in love with the real Matterhorn that's in Switzerland while he was filming a movie in 1959 called The Third Man on the Mountain. So I want to check out that movie, actually. Never even heard of it or never even related the two. So he decided to do this back in Disneyland Park, and it really is an iconic attraction and one of a kind. So that history...
The kids are really excited to go on the Matterhorn.
Yeah. I think combining, for me, combining history with Walt Disney and a fun attraction, how can you go wrong? It's going to be the best ever. I wonder how many times we can actually visit that attraction, like if it's a one-day shot thing.
Like, you know? It's so busy, you're only going to get on one time.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it'll be... Because I know you and I and the kids, we like to do things repeatedly just to get... Like, so the first time you get the thrill, but then the second time you get to really absorb it.
Yeah, look around, enjoy what's going on around you, and kind of view the queue and the little details that Disney is well known for.
Exactly. So that, to me, is something that I really... really need to do.
My turn?
Your turn.
My turn. My next one is the Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
We've done a lot of research on the Haunted Mansion for an upcoming episode. And doing that research, I'm excited to see the difference between the Haunted Mansion at Disney World Land and then Disney World. The Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. I was like, it's hard to say those back to back.
It is. It really is. Just
the
do
one
your best.
At Disneyland is a real kind of mansion that you think of when you think of like a Louisiana mansion. The one at Disney World is a little bit different. It's more gothic.
Spooky. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm excited to see the difference between the outside. And then I'm excited to see the inside, how it lays out. If it's exactly the same as the one in Disney World and the differences between it. And then I want to really ask the kids after we're done, be like, all right, if you had to choose, which one would you rather go on? Maybe that'll be the show that we do.
Would you rather?
We'll pick the attractions that are in Disney World and Disneyland and then ask everybody. Maybe that'll be the next episode the kids are on. And we'll say, okay, if you had to choose the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland or the Haunted Mansion at Disney World. And then we'll do the same thing with, like, the Pirates, Caribbean, and then, the, you know, all those attractions that are the same. So I'm excited to go on that one. I can't wait to see that attraction.
I agree with you. And doing the research has really connected us with the attraction itself and the rich history that goes along with it and this incredible Imagineers that worked on the Haunted Mansion and all the things they had to do from concept to reality and how to make it work. And I think it's really cool, like you said, how different they are. And I think that to me is really going to be exciting. So, and I agree, it's got this cool haunted look, but it's not. It's this regal mansion from the exterior, which I think actually was brilliant. I think it actually makes it feel even spookier for some reason.
I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
Really fancy on the outside and super spooky on the inside.
Well, I can't wait to do that show that we have lined up, Unlocking Haunted Mansion. It's a little bit of both attractions, and we'll actually get to see the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland to compare, which I'm thrilled of. So
it's looking like October is going to be a really good month for shows.
I was just going to say, if you are just joining us and just listening to the show, you're going to have a blast from here on out. Don't go in the first few. Don't listen to the first few episodes.
First 10 of them.
We were getting our groove.
Yeah.
So my next one is not an attraction per se. It's actually listed as entertainment. And this is something I have been dreaming to see from a little girl and from watching so many of my favorite TV shows. If it's like an ABC family show going to Disneyland, they always seem to interact with this particular attraction. And this is the Dapper Dans. And I know it seems kind of silly because out of everything you can do and see in Disneyland, you know, this would be something I think maybe not on everybody's bucket. But for me, I think it's going to go back to, again, daydreaming about Disneyland as a kid and couldn't wait to go. And this is sort of the epitome, I think, of what you expect from Disneyland. There's a show in everything. So even these barbershop guys, you know, sing and dance and do this awesome show for you right then and there. And I think that's what makes Disneyland such a neat place, not just a theme park.
I like the Dapper Dan. I don't know how long if I could sit there and listen to them sing for, though, to be honest with you.
Bruce probably be 5 minutes and he's out.
I'm going to get a snack.
Just go get a snack and come back.
Get some popcorn and then I'll be back.
Yeah, and just let me hang with the kids and watch the Dapper Dans. And actually, if you go on their site, it says, and just in time for Disneyland's 60th anniversary, the Fellas will be singing a new tune, a little-known classic song by Disney legend Richard Sherman. So I'm wondering what song that is. I'm really looking forward to it. I know they do some Zippity Doodah and Mr. Sandman. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting so excited. I really should have been born in that era, I think. That's the other part. I get way too excited for this kind of stuff. Okay, sorry.
All right, my turn. Yes. I'm excited to ride the monorail in Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
It looks futuristic, but it looks kind of futuristic as if it was in the 60s, you know, like the one in Disney World looks futuristic. You know, it's a futuristic ride. But this one has that classic of what you would think they would, what you think they would think the future would look like in the 60s or 70s.
Wait, say that 7 times.
But I'm not going to say it again.
It was it. Like, you think they think what?
It just has a different kind of look. And it says it's a 13-minute ride. Sit back and enjoy the aerial views. You'll pass through Fantasyland and Tomorrowland in Disneyland Park and Grizzly Peak, Buena Vista Street, and Hollywoodland in California Adventure Park. So you go through both parks.
Wow, that's really cool. And yeah.
2.5-mile route. It goes 30 miles an hour. Whenever I'm never getting off that thing.
I was just going to say, that's it for us. Like, we like that kind of thing. That's going to be an attraction on its own for us. Like, we probably don't even have to go in the park.
Can they go to the Polynesian?
No, probably not.
No, it doesn't go that far.
No, it doesn't. But that's okay. I just think that is a nostalgic piece that it's so different in Disney World, I think, than going to be in Disneyland. Maybe just because it is the original piece of
it was the original monorail.
Yeah. So just seeing that.
It's an attraction in the park, too. It's not like the monorail in Disney World is a way to get from your hotel or resort parking lot to the resorts. It's like transportation, which is cool. This is like an attraction. You can actually go on there for a purpose.
Yeah. I really love it, and I agree with you. It's got that cool, futuristic, yet nostalgic look, which was so popular back
then. I'm going to ask the guy if he'll let me sit the front.
You know, it's worth a shot, Bruce.
Worst he can say is no.
Exactly. It's worth a shot. Just put on that charm that you have, that everybody says you have. I'm giggling. I'm a little sarcastic. But
any height, all ages. I'm just going to sit on there for hours. I wonder if you can bring, like, a coffee in there or something.
That would be cool. Some coffee.
I won't bring popcorn because that'll be messy.
Yeah, it's okay. You're right. So I agree with you. I think the kids are going to be excited about that. Actually, we should have had them on the show to talk about, although they're going to just list everything from A to Z.
I don't think they could come up with just 5. No,
yeah. They're definitely.
This would be an hour and a half show.
They still can't even believe we're going. They just are just in awe. So
I'm not really going to believe we're going till we're in the air.
That is true. So my next one is something that may surprise you, but this one here is another nostalgic piece of Disneyland, and this is Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage. And of course, Finding Nemo is a newer spin on the voyage itself, but this particular attraction is an undersea expedition, really, and you get to go down and observe.
No, I'm not going on that.
Listen, they had this similar attraction in Walt Disney World when I was a kid. Again, I'm going back to my childhood, and I thought it was the neatest thing ever.
I'm afraid to be in that small a space. I feel like I'm too big to be in there.
The early journeys of this, it says that the original submarine voyage debuted on June 14th, 1959, and was the first of e-ticket attraction. The attraction was loosely inspired by the 1958 Voyage to the North Pole by the world's first nuclear-powered submarine, the USS Nautilus, which incidentally was named by the fictional submarine in 2000 Leagues Under the Sea. So I just think that I have to go on this.
I'll probably go on it, too. Yeah. Try to say like I wasn't, but I guess I will.
This is what you do to me. You kind of give me all this, you know, and upfront hesitation and this worry that you're not going to do these things with me, and then when it comes to it, you're pretty easy going.
Yeah,
you just like to get me all riled up.
Of course.
Oh, okay. It's good to know. I'm glad we have some clarity. Well, I hope the kids are not going to be freaked out by this. Actually, I wonder if there are kids out there that just get worried, like you said, because you do go down an open hatch inside this submarine.
Like, what if you could don't? What if it like you can't? What if it's too tight in there? You can't move around. That's what I'm afraid of.
I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
My next one is something similar to Disney World, but it's Autopia. I almost said Utopia, but it's Autopia.
Can I interrupt you for real quick?
Of course.
Before you go on to your next one, I just read that there's a show on shore for those that are unable to navigate the steps down into the submarine. Enter the observation outpost at the end of the dock.
Hopefully Cooler doesn't get lost.
Yeah, we had that issue before. Okay, so, sorry, I had it.
Autopia. I love the cars. And I know this isn't a thrilling attraction at Disney World, And the line's always long. It can get a little smelly. But I have to say...
That's, you're not selling it very well.
I know. But I want the line to get shorter, so I'm trying to make them not go on there. This is the one attraction that I go on with the kids that we have the best time on from the moment we get into the car till after we even get out of line. It's just so funny to see... I mean, it may not be as funny now because our kids are getting older and their concept of driving has changed and they might be able to control it a little bit. But when your kid is, you know, from 4 to 10, I'd say, that has to be the funnest 5 minutes you'll ever have with your kid driving a car.
I think even like...
Because if in real life they drive like that, you're going to be deathly afraid.
Yeah.
But when you're on the track in Disney World, the scenery is great. You know you can't go anywhere. And it's just the most hilarious thing in the world. I think I step into the car and... Between seeing someone in front of us not be able to do it, looking behind us and no one being able to do it, and then jostling around inside the car the whole time, I just literally hysterically laughed the whole ride.
It's such an underrated attraction.
Now that my expectations are set so high and I'm doing the total opposite, I'm going to go there and they're probably going to be broken down. You won't be able to ride them.
Broken down or being refurbished.
Refurbished, yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's to hoping that they'll be okay. But I agree with you. And I think even... It's funny when they're really small, but then I think it's even funnier when they're 10, 11 years old, when they think they know how to drive.
They're trying to show off?
Yeah, that's what makes it even more funny. And they really can't. And it's just, I just remember the first time you went on at Disney World in the Magic Kingdom, and you guys all came down from that attraction. I was sitting up front in Tomorrowland, kind of just waiting. I think I might have gotten an ice cream.
You didn't like the gas smell, and you said, you know what, I'm just going to wait here with Gianna, who's a little one, and I'm just going to wait.
I think what it was, too, was that this is a similar attraction. There are attractions like this in other theme parks, so I figured, eh. I was wrong, of course, because it's never quite like that in Disney World. But I just assumed that I knew the experience and really wasn't too thrilled about it. But when I saw your reaction, and from that day, ever since then, I go on every time and have a blast.
It's just so much fun. Way more fun than you think it would be.
You guys came off with, like, still laughing. And it took you a while. Because when you get off the attraction, you have to kind of wait for everybody because it's a two-seater. And if you go alone and whatever, and then you have to kind of walk above, there's stairs, so you have to go above the attraction. There's like a ramp, right? And yeah. So it takes you a solid minute to get out of the attraction.
Especially because you're waiting for the cars. You're waiting to get out of the car. Sometimes it's someone who can't park it or can't move it.
Yeah, and you guys were still laughing.
It's just funny. It's fun.
That sealed the deal for me. Maybe it was the fumes.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I don't know, but it was fun.
You're getting a little lightheaded there.
Yeah. So I think... that I have to agree with you on that. My next, I don't even know how many I have. I think I might have gone over my 5 already.
I think
already.
You got one more.
I think you're going to agree with me on this one. And I am looking forward to, we just unlocked the Enchanted Tiki Room. And I'm sure that this is on your list. But this one here is something that is nostalgic. And I can't wait to see the original Tiki Room that debuted in 1963. I just think... researching and realizing all that history and all that elaborate detail that went along into creating this attraction. I just can't wait to see the original. So that's it.
That was quick. No, the original Tiki Room is going to be cool after doing, reading about the guys and the process of making it. And, you know, now that you know that it was kind of going to be a restaurant in the beginning, I want to go there and I want to see if I can point out those areas. Cause they said in doing the research that part of the things that they were going to incorporate into the restaurant are still there.
No way.
So you can kind of like where the bathroom's located, and then the in the middle of the thing, there's like, I guess there's like drawers that you can pull out where the utensils and stuff was going to go. So I want to see if we can kind of point out, you know, if the concept for the restaurant is still around. That's something that I'm going to be looking for when we go to see that attraction there.
Well, it is presented by Dole, so we'll have to stop and get a Dole Whip.
A Dole Whip in Disneyland.
Yes, a classic treat. And
that was my last one, though. You took it.
I did?
Yeah.
You're a Tiki Room?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I knew it was going to be, and it really, I just wanted to be the first to say it.
I'm going to do the teacups. That's my last one.
Oh.
Because they're outside.
Yeah.
Original 1955 ride. So this is going to be one of those rides that is original to the park, and it's just a classic when you think of Disneyland. Every time you see a show and they go to Disneyland, you always see Dumbo or like Splash Mountain or the teacups. It's just a classic attraction that you have to go on. And I'm excited because the kids always want me to spin the thing fast, and I know there's no cover, so you're completely outside. I want to sit back and like look up and see what you see when you're inside the cup spinning around like crazy.
I wonder if it's as competitive in Disneyland as it is in Disney World to get a teacup, because I'm already having
anxiety. It is for me. Everything's competitive for me.
Competitive teacups now.
You have to get on the right one. You got to get the blue cup.
You had to get it. So the Mad Tea Party. So, yeah, 1955 original attraction. And I think just having it outside the way it's presented, I think may immerse you into the story a little more than the one in the Magic Kingdom. And someone said that. Was it Kat from Enchanted Escapes that described that to us? I think it was. And I just think it looks so cool in pictures.
It does. And it's five. You can see. I don't know how... They say five guests can go in one cup. Are these cups bigger than the ones in Disney World? Because I can barely fit on the ones in Disney World alone.
Well, you're a big guy, so.
Me and two kids, my knees are like always buckled in there, squished.
I just know not to go with you because you're the crazy teacup that's spinning so uncontrollably.
Well, the kids want me to do it. It's not that I necessarily want to spin around.
It's literally like I can see the other kids waiting in line. Like
I almost think that when you're the one actually spinning, you don't get as dizzy.
So that's the trick?
Like you're spinning it because you're looking at the circle and you're looking in one specific spot. But when your head is up and it's moving all around, that's when you really get dizzy. Does that make any sense?
None whatsoever.
Maybe that's just I don't get that dizzy.
All I know is when we ever get off this attraction, I can see the kids that are darting for your teacup because they think that your teacup goes the fastest. Little do they know, you've got these big Popeye arms.
It's just me.
He's like Popeye.
They should hire me. I might just ask you if... Hey, if you want me to spin your kid really fast, $5. You can hire me. I'll go on the ride, give your kid the ride of his life.
That is not weird whatsoever.
That's weird. That's weird?
I think so.
That's not weird.
There's 18 decorative cups in all. As the party begins, a cup swirl atop three separate turntables, which are mounted on... Oh, my God. I know I'm not going to be able to secure a teacup. I know it's going to be one of those competitive
situations. Well, I'll get one for you.
All right. I just think it looks cool. Pour yourself into a giant pastel teacup and rotate madly amid a menagerie of color and sound. Menagerie, did I say that right?
I don't think so.
Celebrate your unbirthday in Wonderland as you glide back and forth around a towering teapot beneath a windswept party of paper lanterns as festive music fills the air. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. This is going to be worth the dizziness.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm sold. Anyway, there's so much to do. I don't know, it was hard to get just five of them to come out. And come up with five. But those are our top five. We only had five to do each. That's got to be the five that I want to do.
I think...
Hopefully we can squeeze in a little bit more than five. But
Yeah, hopefully. I think everyone has pretty much said we can do a lot in one day. But I think we are the type of people that we want to slow down as much as possible. So we might end up going a couple days.
Yeah, hope so. Maybe. We'll see. We got a lot of emails from people giving us some tips. Mark gave us a few tips about, he says Cars Land's amazing, and you have to make sure you get a snack or two at the Cozy Cone Motel.
Aww.
And then William sent us a really nice email, pretty long, but you loved it. He's obviously a Disneyland expert because he gave us so many tips, and he gave us like 10 places or snacks we got to eat because he knows we like snacks too. The flavored popcorn of the day at the Cozy Cone Motel, churro bites at the Cozy Cone Motel, beignets and a mint julep at New Orleans Square.
Oh my gosh,
at the
I'm
mint
starving
julep bar,
now.
He gave us those snacks we have to go get. So I'm gonna have to copy this on and then go get all of these.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, you want me to print those for you?
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely print these out. They're on email. You just get them on your phone now, Ma.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll be live Friday at 7:30 Eastern Time. If you want to check out Unlocking the Magic Live on Facebook, you can just go to facebook.com/unlockingthemagic. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. But if you want to say hello, shoot us an email, info@unlockingthemagic.com.
Send us a message on Facebook. I like getting those too.
Yeah, go to Facebook. That's probably where we hang out the most is on Facebook. Well, not me, but Connie. I don't really hang out anywhere online.
Yeah, right.
I'm incognito.
No.
But you can shoot us an email too. And we get those, and if they're really short, I'll read them. If they're long, Connie will read them to me. But I think that's all.
I think that is all, and please look out for not only our live show, but next week we have a pretty amazing guest coming on.
Yeah, we'll tease that on the live show. Tune in Friday at 7:30. We'll give a little teaser as to our guest that's going to be on next week's episode of the podcast.
Yay.
All right, we'll see you guys Friday.
Thanks so much.